The SDF's position is that we are winning. We've won in most of the areas that the results have come in so far. And our tally is really high, despite the fraud and the irregularities and the illegalities which we had pointed out to Elecam before they ever conducted this election. We told them from the onset that they were not capable of conducting elections that would be free, fair, transparent. At the polling stations, we found heaps and heaps of voters' cards which were not claimed. At the polling stations, we caught members of the government rigging elections, trying to stuff the ballot boxes. And there was quite so much done that the elections in Cameroon were a real scandal.
Mr. Fuindi, is the SDF going to petition the court about this election that you have described as a scandal?
Right. We are putting all our documentation together. We are putting it all together, despite the fact that we're winning. Because it's not just going to elections to win. You want to see that the elections give the country the credibility she deserves. So this is what we are talking about. We are winning. And in the midst of the winning, because Cameroonians in most parts of the country were very determined and they stood by the ballot boxes to make sure that some of these things did not go to the extremes that the party in power had planned. Though they still succeeded in stuffing the boxes, but the stuffing was reduced because Cameroonians were very determined to make sure that they don't go through it again. And the unfortunate thing is that because of the rough registration they did, they had so many people who could not vote. And when some heard that when they found out that they hadn't even their voters' cards after registration, they got angry and stayed home.
You claim that your party is winning despite voter irregularities. Are you therefore going to accept the result once certified by Elecam and that the Supreme Court declares who the winner is?
We will accept the results to reconduct elections again under a clean atmosphere, because the citizen people have proven that they cannot conduct any free, fair, transparent elections. I told them to let the SDF add these six. They told me to send a list. I sent a list of Cameroonians that we knew were neutral and were apolitical. Out of this, they only chose two. And the three went on to do what they were doing. Even during the election, we caught a member of Elecam that had been chosen by Ntadia, who was partisan, because she printed quite a lot of electoral material for the CPDM. And we forced her to resign. And of course, she resigned within the period.
Are you blaming the low voter turnout to what you claim to be vote rigging?
The low voter turnout was caused by the inability of Elecam to conduct the elections, because they had disenfranchised the people by not opening new biometric system of registration.
Is your party going to demand fresh elections?
No, my party will organize elections, because for how many years the CPDM, they've never organized any free elections at all. And that's why the calls from the Cameroonian people, because we are looking at so many things which are at stake. The census of the country is not known. All the members of government went out to bribe and corrupt people. And this is a country that says we are going through the highly indebted poor countries initiative program. We called for a single ballot paper, which Mr. Bia bluntly refused. And 23 candidates going in to have 23 different voters' cards. You know how many millions they had to print, and this costs money. Whereas, if they had to print maybe 23 million, if it was a single paper, they could have only printed maybe 4 or 5 million or more, a little more. So, all this that the international community came in, the European Union intervened and were prepared to sponsor Commonwealth, Francophonie, etc., but they were still adamant, which proves that the will to conduct free, fair, transparent elections is not there. So it's a different body and a different party that should do it, not them again.
That is what some people have said, that once you don't have confidence in the ability of Elecam to organize credible election, why participate in the election in the first place?
Right. If we didn't participate, you could have just stopped the boxes. If we didn't participate, we would not be present to see what they were doing. And if we're not present to see what they were doing, they'll stop the ballot boxes and count and tell you that out of 9 million voters, we're expecting Biya has about 7-8 million voters. So Cameroon, all Cameroonians have voted for him. But because we're there and we police the polling stations well, the stopping of ballot boxes was not done. The ambulance voters were caught, some of them beaten. When some heard that it was getting bad, they ran. So if we're not there, all this couldn't have been checked at all.
When will you be ready with your documentation to present to the court?
In fact, we've been spending 2 sleepless nights compiling the documentation, and we'll be presenting them in the next 48 hours.